Okay, so there, because since over there it's talking about miracles, the only one that can do a miracle is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Therefore, it's obvious that when you say the word me, you refer to Hashem. But you come by a meal, a suda, right. You may be misleading the place of the Balabais. But let's say you say, Baruch al Hamazon Shechalnu, Hareze Bor. Now, why is that called the bone? You say, Baruch al Hamazon.
So
it wasn't on the meat part, maybe. Al Hamazon Shechal, look at that, like Knitnan.
Right across, two lines up.
Yechidi, where?
I mean, they're wrong. Baruch Shechal Mishalai, Mashma, Shu Yechidi, Shechal Echel Mishalai. Am I the wrong one?
I think the wrong one. That's the previous Gemara. That was Lemi. Chasam Uchamilos, that's Nisim, Al Hamazon Shechal, the Vuloy Katoni Mishalai. Okay, the point over here is the word, you want to say the Mishalai. Okay, the point is you want to say Mishalai. Vaita, Al Hamazon Shechal, Nar Zebor. And there, when you have 10 people, there, when you have 100 people, you don't say Mishalai. That's a nus that we don't say Halach Lemaisa. But that was the previous Mishnah. That when you have 1,000 people, you're supposed to say a special nus where you say Hashem Tzavaka, you say Elokei Yisrael, Balamazon Shechalnu. And there, you don't say Mishalai. Why? Because there, Hashem's name is mentioned. Once Hashem's name is mentioned, it's obvious. Next. Echad Asar V'Echadas. Echad Asar V'Echadas. Echad Asar V'Echadas. Whether you have 10, or whether you have 100,000. 10 times a rebo means 10,000. So 10 times 10,000 is 100,000. Haguvakash doesn't make sense. This is still in the Mishnah. Amarta, first you say, Echad Asarav, Echad Asarav, Riboy, Alma, Ki Hadade Ninu. They're exactly the same. Vahadar Kitani, and then it says, you know, you say the same exact Nusach. Once you get to 10, what do you say? You say the Nusach Elokeinu, Baruch Elokeinu Shechalnu Mishlo. And then you contradict yourself and you say, V'chadok etoni b'meyo oimer, but you say as follows, b'elef oimer a different Nusach, b'riboy oimer another Nusach. The Gemara then goes on to say three different Nuschois to say three different times. So I have a stira.
10,000 and 100,000.
You have 10, 100, 1,000, and 10,000. So I have a stira, because it says in the Mishnah that once you get to 10, and you say Baruch Elokeinu, you're done. Everything's the same, no matter how many people you have. And then the Mishnah goes on to say, though it's not true that when you come to 100, you have a different nusach. When it comes to 1,000, you have a different nusach. When it comes to 10,000, you don't have a stira. So the Gemara says, "Amrav Yosef leKashu Chav Rav Yosef Lili Chav Rav Yechidechem Smachleisim Lechem." The two pieces of the Mishnah, the Tanan Rav Yosef Lili Omer Lefi Rav Akol Behaim Bevarachim Shneimar. It's only Rav Yosef Lili that says that you change the nusach from 100 to from 10 to 100 to 1,000 because of the pasuk B'makhelois in assemblies. Assemblies is B'loshon Rabim Baruch Elokim Bless Hashem B'makhelois. Every assembly is different nusach.
It's of every size.
Every assembly has a different halacha. B'makhelois, there are different assemblies. There is an assembly of 10, an assembly of 100, an assembly of 1,000, assembly of 10,000. Each assembly is a different nusach. Next Gemara, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Mama Sin Bebeis Hakneses. So he says, generally, when it comes to Baruchu Es Hashem Hamivayroch, when it comes to davening, and you say Baruchu, did you ever find the difference in Shulei count? If there are 100 people here, we say a different nusach. If you're 1,000, we say by the Sima Shas, you have 100,000 people, right?
Maybe
so different Baruch Hu. No such thing as a Zel B'Zach. So the same way the Zel B'Zach when it comes to Beis HaKnesses, the Zel B'Zach when it comes to Birchas HaMazon. Rabbi Akiva, Ha, Kra, Rabbi Yoyi said, "Luli my all those of us be makhi lois." And for the Gemara, "Boyle lechad etanya." How Rabbi Yoyi said, "Minayin shafilu ubarim shemay imayim amur hashir hayro aliyam." Even the babies, the fetuses, they said, "Shod liyam shnemahar be makhi lois." Baruch Elokim Hashem, Mekar Yisrael assemblies. Bless Hashem, Mimikar Yisrael. So the deek really is not on the word Bimakelois. And the Makar, when they're in the mother's womb, they're the Makar, the great assembly of Klal Yisrael, when they cross the Yam, they said Shiva. V'idach, Mimikar Nafka. I could learn two things. I learned one drash from the word Makar, and one drash from the word Makelois. Mimikar Nafka. Omar Rava, Halacha, Rabbi Akiva. Rava says that the Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. Oh, you know something? Why is it missing my hand? I hope everything is okay. One second. All right, I hope everything is okay.
What are you missing?
I'm missing something. Vite, okay. So the Eidoch and Mekor Nafos, the two Amarava. Halacha ki Rabbi Akiva, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva that says what? Rabbi Akiva that says that when it comes to the Besakness, that you make only one Nusach. There's only one nusach when you bench, you do not differentiate between 10, 100, 1,000. It's all exactly the same. Halacha Rabbi Akiva, Ravina Rav Chama, Bar Bar Buzi, Ikelu LeBeirei Shkelu. So they went to visit Beirei Shkelu. Some Kam Rav Chama, Bekam Hader, Abei Kam Rava, Kam Rav Chama, Bekam Hader, Abei Meya, and he looked for 100. He was looking for 100 to make a special bracha. Amalei Ravina Loi Tzrichas. You don't need 100 people. Chachi Amar Rava. Halacha Rabbi Akiva, why are you searching? A minion? I need a center. So I need 100. I need a guy who makes 100. Can you imagine that? You gotta go make a minion, call 100 people, make a minion for me 100. You don't need to be part like a Akiva. Count your blessings. If you can get 10 people, it's good enough. You don't want 100 people. Vaita, Amar Rava, Kiachlinan, Birafta, Be'er Shkalusa, Bivarchinan, Gimel, Gimel. We benched three at a time. Three. Okay?
No. Sure. Three, what?
In other words, they did not bother making a mezumin more than three people.
You never got to 10.
Right, exactly. Only three. Why don't you make a bracha on 10? Shema reshkalusa. Ikri ga makbid v'nafku v'nafku b'b'chasa d'reshkalusa. So the reshkalusa was makbid. Shema reshkalusa v'ikbid. It was makbid. And why was the reish galusa makbid? So Rashi over here says that nunam and aleph.
On the middle?
In the middle, towards the bottom. So, im hayu mizam, mizam, yud yud hayu tzach lahab vrach lag bia koiloi, the yish, oh, that's the answer. The yish marish galusa, the yechre loi shain sha'anu ois nachabur li asma bifar hesya. Mordik der cherts. Because it was afraid that if the reish galusa would hear, if we would bench three people, we can do it still a hate. Okay, you have a very big meal, you have a very big dining room. You're in a dining room. And the Reish Galus is Yoshev Reish. And now like a chasna. And now if three people would bench together, no one's going to hear. No one is going to find out. But if we're going to bench 10 at a time, then we're going to raise our voice in order to say, Nivarecha Lokeinu Shechal Nemishlo. It will create a commotion. And then the Reish Galusa will take note that Yava Chabura that's benching amongst themselves. They want to leave. It's not Derech Eretz. If you're a guest by someone's table, it's not Derech Eretz for you to go and make your own minion. The Yishma Reish Rashi Reish Galusa V'yeyechlosh Anos Chabuli Atzmeil B'Farhesia. Oh, how could Rashi Sakasha? So what? But you're going to miss out on saying Hashem's name. So the question is it Kedai to have Derech Eretz for the Reish Galusa at the expense of having less Kivoyit Shemayim? Right? Isn't it much nicer to have more Kivoyit Shemayim? You have multi Steinmetz. Much more Kavod Shemayim. Right. Who cares, their hearts?
Yeah.
Out the window.
I want a few change.
Okay. There we go. 14?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
But I always.
No, Mochel. Mochelach. Yes, Shukar. Thank you very, very much. So, therefore, I've read the book.
What's the problem? At a chasna?
Yeah, we have a very large group.
Sorry, just a quick summary.
You have a very large group of people, and it's a lack of derech eretz to walk out in the middle.
Should I just go for threes or tens or?
You have a very big, like, make a chasna, and now you invite the chasna. So the balabais wants everyone to bench together, one big mezumin. So people, I have to go to work tomorrow.
But I noticed what you said.
What?
I noticed what you said.
I have to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
So therefore, let's bench ourselves. So three people would bench by themselves, right. They would make a zimun.
Right.
So the question, why, if you're ready to bench yourself, why don't you have the whole table bench together?
Right.
You have 10 people on the table. No, if we have 10 people on the table, we'll get the bench together, then we're going to have to raise our voice. And therefore, the Reish Galus is going to notice. If three people alone bench, he's not going to notice. If you have three zimuns on the table of 10 people, 3, 3, and 4, and they're going to bench 3, 3, 4, the Reish Galus is not going to notice. But if we're going to bench, it's one group of 10, he's going to notice.
Even one table, let's
yes,
say?
Yes, even one table. One table, 10 people, that's what it says.
Today's not shaykh. Let's
not discuss today.
Okay.
Therefore, it's not Derech Eretz. It's not Derech Eretz that we should bench as 10 people.
But that's only if he's present. It's only if he's
correct,
there,
he's yeah. present. So Rashi says, so what? Isn't Kavoyit Shemai more important than Derech Eretz? If you're going to bench with 10 people, you're going to say Hashem's name, Baruch Elokeinu.
Right.
If you're going to bench with 3 people, you're not going to say Elokeinu. What's more important? Kivoyit Shemayim or Derech Eretz? What's more important?
Mm-hmm.
I think the average person would say Kivoyit Shemayim is much more important than Derech Eretz.
And he says the Reish Galus is going to get angry?
Get angry. That's what it says. V'yecholoy.
Why would he get angry?
It's not Derech Eretz. If you're the Baal HaBayis and you're inviting people to come to your chasna.
Reish Galus is the Baal Simcha?
Yes, he's the Baal HaBayis.
You didn't mention
he's the Baal HaBayis. He's the Baal HaBayis. The Avgav, the Mavgav, the Mavgav, the Munshal Askar Shem, it doesn't matter. The Chodim Mizam Reish Galusa, the Askar Shem, Lav Inu Nafke Bey, the Nayoyitze, the Amar Rabbah,
the Why would Avgav Reish Galusa? Any Baal Simcha?
Eino Chinami, this Mais Shahoya Kachoy, the Reish Galusa.
Oh, he's telling you, this is a story that happened?
Yes, correct. Is a better solution. Mishum the avshe kuli alma. There's a lot of noise. Shahay yisham. Mishum rabim ve'in kol amavarich nishma. The kol amavarich is not nishma when you go and you do three people. When you do three people, no one's going to hear you. Okay. So the bottom line of here, Rashi over here says that derech eretz moyridik Rashi. This Rashi is something that I don't think we appreciate. Moy yishimin. It's kedai to have less kivoyt shemayim and more derech eretz.
In order to not be mevaze.
Mevaze, more, even though you're going to lose out. Vaita. V'luchi yud yud, and back to the Gemara. No, it's not a solution. Because shama reish galusa v'ikbit. V'rek the Gemara v'nifku.
Why is not a solution? Because
he said it, he noticed it.
He'll be makbit.
He's going to notice it?
Yes, if he said, if there'll be 10 people, 3 people is not going to notice. So why can't they just be yoytze, wait until the end of the meal? So the Gemara said, you know why not? The reason why, the case here is not because they wanted to leave early. That wasn't the issue. It's because they can't pay attention. It's too big. They don't want to wait for the Reish Galusa to bench and be yoytze. There's too much of a crowd. And it's too noisy, and they're not going to be yoytze. There was too much commotion. Therefore, they had to take the law into their own hands. So they had a choice of what they can do. They cannot wait for the Reish Galusa. It's too crowded. When the Reish Galusa will bench, they're not going to be yoytze because they're not going to be able to hear what's going on. So therefore, they have to take the law into their own hands. So what are their options? Option 1, 3, 3, 4. Option 2, 10. So what is
maybe
the Gemara?
We have a table.
And the Gemara says the better option was 3, 3, 4, because that way they would do it clandestinely, under the radar. No one will notice. It will not be a zilzil in the Kavod of the Reish Galusa. Vaita, Amar Rabba, Toisva'a. That's his name. Rabba Toisva'a. Harahani Gimel, the Hamni Gimel, three people, the Karachim, the three people eating bread together. Because Mechamin Naiva, Barach Ladaita. Karachim means they're wrapping bread. They're eating, it's an expression, okay. Eating bread together. Because Mechamin Naiva, Barach Ladaita. And one guy gets up and he benches on his own. Inu Nafkin Bezimun Didei. So he can be yoytze they nafkin bezimun didei can be yoytze with his benching, but ihu lo nafik bezimun didtu in their benching shein zimun limafreya. Now let's explain Rashi. Rashi explains baruch ladaite ladatz my bulay zimun. There are three people there eating together, or there's a whole group. I'm sorry, there's a whole group. There's a group. There are how many people? Three people. and one fellow he benches without zimun, just benches. So now ubarach daite v'lash latzim lo zimun l'mafreya mishivorech v'dei zimun lo yotza. Let's go back to the Gemara again. Amar Rabba, hani gimel dekach about the because mechaminai ubarach daite just alone, with no one else. Inun nafkin b'zimun didei. So I think what it means is that after they can then say to him, after he finishes benching, Rabbi Sai Nevarech, Rabbi Sai Nevarech, and he'll answer. I don't think we're passing like this today, but the Gemara is saying maybe we do. He was called out of your Shimon? Three people. And one guy benches by himself. He's done.
So why can't
the other two people
can be yotze with his portion, no, he, meaning they can be yotze with Zimun.
He didn't do Zimun. He just benched. He's a renegade. Three people eating together. One fellow benches by himself.
Right.
Now, after he finishes the benching, he just sits there. He doesn't go away. He doesn't walk away.
So the other two can be yotze.
Now, the other two people, they say, okay, we have to bench. Now you ate with us. Answer. So he can answer. When he answers, his answering allows the other two fellows to be yoitse
Zimun.
But when he answers, he's not yoitse. His answering only helps them,
right,
but does not help himself.
Now Lemafreya was not yoitse Zimun.
Because you cannot be yoitse Zimun Lemafreya. Once,
but he helps them in a way.
Right.
I think that's the halachim, because he wasn't supposed to bench on
his own. He was not supposed to bench.
So he's done.
He cannot be yoytzei zimun, but he can at least be mitstarf. They can still be yoytzei zimun. So the words are given to the Rosh Inun, they, inun they, the other two fellows, nafkin can be yoytzei bezimun didei with his zimun. He will now answer after his bad v'i, but he loy nafkin bezimun too. Why? L'fishein zimun l'mafreya. Because since he already benched, he already concluded the benching, and now when he says in the Shabrach Shachal Mishlo, he cannot be yoytzei l'mafreya himself, but the other two can be yoytzei through him. An incredible chiddush, because normally we have a
meaning
principle.
Meaning he won't get...
He will not get schar.
Yeah.
But
he could help. But
right,
he could help other people get the mitzvah.
Because normally the principle
but maybe this is for sure. He'll get schar for that he helped.
Okay, but it's not the same schar. And that's a chiddush, because derechlal, if you cannot be yoitzi yourself, you cannot be participating. There's an exception to the rule.
Right.
So you have to fatayt the lumdis of Zimun. This opens up a whole new world to understand, to appreciate the lumdis of what Zimun really is all about.
Mm-hmm.
This is a critical gemara. Next sugya, Rabbi Shmuel says, what did Rabbi Shmuel say in the Mishnah? Rabbi Shmuel is the very end of the Mishnah, and he said, Oimer Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMevoyroch. Not when you say Baruch Hu, when you say Baruch Hu, you don't say Baruch Hu Es Hashem. Rabbi Akiva said that you go to the Beis HaKnesses and you daven Ma'ariv, you say Baruch Hu Es Hashem.
You mean the Shlich Tzibber?
What?
The Shlich Tzibber.
Yes. So he says, no, that's not the correct. No, the correct is Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMevoyroch. Add one more word, and we paskin like that. We pass that you add one more word. There's a machlokes.
No, not only that. We said Baruch Hashem Amvoich Li'olam Vod.
Oh no, that's the response.
That's the answer.
You have to answer more. You say someone have a good day.
Yeah.
You have a good week.
Yeah.
A good week. Have a good year. A good vach. My shalom.
That's what
you're
supposed to do.
You're always supposed to give back more. Yes. That whenever someone gives you a bracha, you're supposed to give back more. So it's a good vach, say good yar.
But you don't see that matzah shabbat, good vach. They respond.
You respond a good yar.
No,
it is. That's a halminik. If you say to someone good vach, they respond a good yar.
I've never seen that before.
Yes. Ask Rabbi Shmidman. If someone says you good vach, he's supposed to say back a good yar.
I know during the year, I know, except for Matzah Shabbos.
You say
good morning, a good yar.
Not good yar, you say good vach.
No, good yar.
You always supposed to get back more. There's a beautiful ma'isa with Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. I believe Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, I'm pretty sure it was Rav Yashiv, but I think it was Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, where it was Matzah Shabbos, and Rosh Hashanah was, let's say, Tuesday. Was Tuesday. Was that coming Tuesday night?
Mm-hmm.
And someone said to me after davening, good vach, to the Rav, good vach. And he answered that, good yar. So he went home and he realized that he gave the fellow a bracha less than what he got.
Because
the Balabas said to him, Rosh Hashanah was on Tuesday. So he said to him a good vach.
When did he meet him? How many days
for us? He only gave him a day bracha.
For 2 days. Bracha. 2 days bracha. Because he said to him, good vach. He said to him, Avshalom Zalman, a good vach, 7 days. And Avshalom Zalman said, that's a good yar. A good yar, which means the year is over.
It ends in 2 days.
So what happened?
So he had a lot of Chalisha Sadas, it says in the books. And he went, he sent his son to find the fellow. And it took enormous effort to track down this fellow and to go tell him a good yar.
Oh, yeah.
Like that story?
My story.
Yes, there is about this mimic. To me, I'm not into these mimics.
You know, there are people that say, Gemar Chasima Toiva? You'll see by the modern Orthodox.
Yeah.
Gemar Tov. That's not good. Have a good end.
Good end.
Have a good end.
Rest in peace.
Right.
Rest in peace. Vaita.
Okay, next.
Vaita. The other way, says Rishon Lomer. Rafa, my papa, equal. A little bit looking at the Abi Gibar. Okay, that was the name of the Beis HaKnesset. You ever hear the Beis HaKnesset? The Avi Gibar. Gibar, probably it's the Gematria, the money man. Let's see over here, ice test on the side. Let's see on the side. This is the Avi Goyver. Not Gibar, Goyver. Okay, I have no idea what his name of a shul. Okay, whatever it means. My Shrekachaya. Kom Kara Besifra. He got an aliyah. They gave an aliyah. And they gave him, what did you get an aliyah? What did he say? You got an aliyah? Baruch Hu. Baruch
Hu. So
Kara. Kom. They got up. Kara. He called. He read. He read in the book.
Or Rafam.
He got an aliyah. It means he got an aliyah. Yamoid. Moreno. Moreno. Moreno.
Oh, Rafam. My father got an aliyah.
Right. V'amar. What he says is Baruch Hu Es Hashem. Period. He did not say. He did not say Hamavarach. Ishak. V'loy Hamavarach. Everyone was screaming at him. Baruch Hashem HaMavoyroch. Oh my Rava. Pasya Uchma. Black pat. Pasya means a pat.
Pasya he said
means,
to whom?
He said to Raphram.
Okay.
Pasya Uchma. Bahadi plugs a lumlach. What are you getting about Machlaikas? You come here, you provoke the people. You know that this is a sensitive issue. It's a sensitive issue that you say Baruch Hashem.
What is it, Pasya? He says is a klicheris.
A klicheris that's Uchma, that's black. Let's see Rashi on the bottom. What does he say? Pasya klicheris kedam mahani pis yuso debe mechasya. Mechase. Okay, I don't know what that means.
Okay.
It means it's a pot that's black, the bottom of the pot. He was very dark, he had a very dark complexion because he's very poor. He was malnutrition.
Oh, Rafam.
He was malnutrition, he was very poor because he spent all of his money learning Torah. He didn't have any parnasa, he didn't have any food.
How do you know that's a
shot? I think it's a chazal. Chazal say that. Yeah. Black pot. Bahadi plugs the lomlach. What are you getting your head involved in machlaikas? What do you need this for? Lomalon, lutsarazais. You know that this is a very sensitive issue. And by you getting an aliyah and saying Baruch Hu Es Hashem and not saying Mavarach, you're causing a machlaikas. Everyone get worked up now. Oh, he holds like this man, that man, the Amar. It's like today. You go, you make a mishbech for the Chayyali Yitzvah, going to leave Israel for the president. You're asking for trouble, right? You're asking for trouble. What do you want? The Velt is Noiga. It's the minute saying, there's a Mordi Gemara. The Mordi is saying, say Zachar. Number one, follow the Minhag Olam. In Rome, you do like the Romans. Even if there's no Minhag Olam, let's say Taka, there is no Minhag. It's a free for all. Do whatever you want. But if you're going to go make trouble, who's asking you to open up your mouth and make trouble? Stay away from when there's no minhag, it's not in your best interest to make machlaikas. Next. Gimel.
One second. The conclusion. Oid. He continued,
is,
Rava said.
The minhag is to say Hamavarach.
Like Rabbi Shmuel?
Right, yeah. That's what we do.
No, Rabbi Shmuel says Baruch Hashem Hamavarach.
That's what he said.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So why are you saying Baruch Hashem?
I got it. Okay.
Gimel, Shach, look, Arachas, three together, in Rishon Lecholik, you have three together, you're not allowed to divide. Why? You're losing out on the Zimun.
Yes.
Vait, v'chein Dalit, v'chein Chamish Avav, six, Nechlok, and Arasu, until ten. V'yasar, ein, Nechlok, and Ad Chaf. Shtei Chavuroi, Shoyu, Oichlois, B'bai Yisechad. Now, this is a very important story. This is very, when it comes to being a minion. This is very confusing, Allah, when it comes to very having you have in the base of Ovel. In the base, all you have to make a minion, and you are ten, and you have three in one room, and there are always doorways. There are doorways. Shaila, can you count every one minion? So here is a very important halacha. Shechavu shayoichlus v'azachas v'baisecha v'zman shemigzas roiz elus elu harei elu mitzarfen lezimun. So it says if a zimun they can be mitzarf. If you can see, the key is to see. You don't need to be in the same room. V'imlav eino elu mizam liatzan v'elu mizam liatzan. Ein varchem alayin ad shayitin l'sochem mayim. Dear Rabbi Eliezer, Vacham.
What do you mean until you put? Oh, because it was too.
Time Chazal was too strong. It's not edible. It's not. It's not drinkable until you dilute it.
Rabbi Eliezer,
Rabbi Vacham say, Mevarchin. You can make a bracha and then you can add later on. You can add. You can make the bracha. Boy, rei priagofen.
You mean it's not like?
And then you add the water.
Even though it's a chiddush, it's not like edible.
Right. My kamashmalon. What's the chesh over here? That doesn't look right. So chod zim. The gimel shalach lekachas chayev lezamin. Kach kamashmalon ki chod Omar Rabbi Abba Amar Shmuel gimel shalach lechol kachas ve'adain leyachlu. They sat down to eat. Ve'adain leyachlu. Einim rishon lecholik a bigger chiddush. That even if they did not get eat, you go to a restaurant. Here, Maisa.
Mm-hmm.
And you're waiting for service. Waiting for the waiter. New. Bring the menu ready. Where's my food?
All three got together, you cannot separate.
Already, since there was a kavanah to eat and to do zimun,
that's a chiddush.
Pile ploim.
That's what the Mishnah is telling us.
Even though you did not yet eat, once you sat down to eat and you already started the process, you're not allowed to be mechah because you're going to cause.
This is a raid. Thomas, this is a raid about yeshiva, the dining room.
Shiva dining room, Echanami. Lish the same. What? Not to what? What are you talking about?
Where was there a song?
Not to make zimun? Why not?
The Gor Yeshiva don't make zimun because no one has really kavanah to see. The other guy just happens to be the whole comments at Kemal at the same time in different sections.
All right, maybe. I hear what you're saying.
Lish Nachrina.
Lish Nachrina. Oh, my Rabbi Abbas. It sounds like a real litvisha mahal. A litvisha, litvisha. I'm having kavanah. I don't want to be with you. I don't want. He learned in a Hasidic yeshiva. He understands the varm kind. Ah, Adaraba. All the tzvemen, you make a zimun. Yeah, this is the chilik between the litvax and the Hasidic. Like these two tables over here, you see? You see, you have to get separate the two tables over here. A slice. You hear what goes on over here in this belt?
I'm here for
Chazir. They serve pacha probably in that yeshiva. You know what pacha is?
It's a
Polish shmach. No, it's a litvak.
That's what I'm saying.
It shuckles. It's cold. It shuckles. And if you try to warm it up, it gets ruined.
Nobody eats it.
Melts.
Yeah.
It's a litvak. A litvak.
Eat on Shabbos.
It's a litvak. A litvak shuckles. It's cold, and if you try to say a chassidish avar to a litvak, he gets disturbed.
Okay, nay.
Pecha is the dogma of a litvak. Vaita. Vaita in the Gemara. Okay, so they have a lishnachina. Am Rabbi Abba, am Shmuel, hanigian, achi gitani. Gimel sheyashu lechol ke'achas. Three sat down together. Their own loaf of bread. So what's the chiddush? In this price, it says it explicitly. The previous price, it doesn't say the sitting. It says the previous price, it said, what does it say in the Mishnah? Gimel she'ochlu. Here in the price, it says she'yoshvu lechol. And even though they ate their own bread, each one paid this bill himself. The waiter gave a separate bill to each of the three people. It doesn't matter. Since they sat at the same table. Three people who come from three chavuros. In other words, a big chiddush. When they came, Rashi. Okay, this is a very complicated case over here. The case over here is going where you have three chaburos. Okay, three, you have a dining room.
And each chabur is three people.
And then one guy got into a fight. Each table got into a fight. And one guy picked himself up and left the two. And he sat down in the middle table. And in each one, a mazel. This guy that had a fight, he comes over here, and this guy comes over here, and one of the three over there, and they all sit together. So now they're all in the middle of the meal. They're in the middle. They're halfway through the dinner. They tell the waiter, you know, bring me the rest of the food over here to this table. And they're sitting down together. They bench together. Oh, but over here, they did not sit down originally to bench. That was not their kavanah. So the chiddush is, it's a tremendous chiddush. Since each one came from a chabura, where there was a chiyuv to bench, It was 3, 6, 9. So when they come to the center, they take with them their obligation to bench. And now they can be mitzvahed.
Yeah, but why is it applicable to the other two guys that see
it? It doesn't. They lost out. They're goners. Those two and two, they can't do anything. Then they can possibly do. But now, since one and one, they come together, even though they did not have kavanah to eat together, their kavanah was to eat in different groups. Now they find themselves together for whatever reason. But since they come from a makor, from a source, each one of a place with the zechiv of Zimun, they can now be mitzarif and they can bench with Zimun. Isn't that beautiful? Incredible chiddush.
Yeah.
That'd be mashma. Let's say it was 1-1-1. Let's say you have a restaurant. 1-1-1. And then they say, we're closing. Everyone, we have to clean up. Everyone eat. Everyone come. No, everyone come sit together because we're cleaning up over here. The exterminator is here. He wants to go and spray some pesticides. Everyone come into the middle. Could they do Zimun? No. Why not? They didn't have kavanah to sit together.
Right.
And each one does not coming from a makar of chiyuv. Each one was 1-1-1. Only we have the combination of coming from these two together. Nachmo. So gimel shabo mi gimel chavuris in mesham lechalik am amrav chisav v'chu shabo. They cannot now they come together. They have to bench together. There's a condition. What is the condition? Amrav chisav v'chu shabo mi gimel chavuris shel gimel bnei adam. The only time you can say such a zach you can come together is at least to come from chiyuv. Amar Rava v'lo yamar onel v'lo yagzim v'hanach v'azman alayu b'duchtayu. That's only the case where they did not already say Zimun in their previous place. Aval Azman alayu b'duchtayu parach Zimun minayu b'zimun is departed. Now what does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi. Tab Rashi. V'lo yamar v'lo yagzim v'hanach chavuras sheperishu elu mihen v'azman alayu d'hani. Kigoin. What does that mean? What are those? Those are just words. Kigoin. Imhayu arbo'o. Okay, we're changing the case now. Let's say, I told you until now was perfect. Because until now the case was 3, 3, and 3. But let's say you have 4, 4, and 4. This is, we're learning over here now, Tifa Londis, incredible Londis, Nin of Zimun. You have three groups of 4, 4, 4. And in each of the four groups, there's a fight. One guy says, I'm out of here. I don't want to talk to these three people. And he leaves, he goes into the center.
Mm-hmm.
Then they sit down together. Oh, givaldik. So now they're together. And they but each one of them, when they started to eat, they started with a group of four. 4, 4, and 4. So they bring with them to the table Achiv Zimun.
No.
Before they get a chance to bench, each they left over in the corner. When it was 4, 4, 4, and each one left, it's 3, 3, 3. They all bench. They bench, they bench, they bench. So now, who's left? The three people who did not yet bench, and they join together in the middle. They can no longer do Zimun. Because when that Chavura did Zimun, it took away from them their Koyach of Zimun. Isn't that incredible, Chiddush?
Yeah.
Even though they're not present. They're not there anymore. They left. I left before they benched. It doesn't matter. Since my Shoyresh, my Mekar, comes from that Makan, and in that Makan they already benched, I'm lifeless. Incredible chiddush. Isn't it amazing? Incredible chiddush. Look at Rashi. It's a lot of musar. You come from a yeshiva. If the yeshiva goes under, you have to have a yeshiva dinner. Now, by your side, you come from the yeshiva. If the yeshiva goes under, you go under, no matter where you are. As it says over here, your whole koyach of Zimun is because you're part of this makam, and you left this makam. But if that makam no longer exists, because that makam has gone under, then you go under. Unbelievable speech for dinner. You're not helping us, helping yourself.
Let us help.
Do it for selfish reasons. Don't ask what the country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. Vaita. Mi omar zeh? Kennedy. Come on. John F. Kennedy. Vaita. Chavurois. Sheperish. Look at the Rashi. Kigoyin. The second line. Im hayu arbo'o. 4 b'chol chavura v'nishar b'chol achas k'day zimun v'yaparshim halalu ho yutshichim lotzeis l'shuk. I was nasty. I said I got into a fight. They had to go. They got an emergency. The wife called them. Koydim shigamru ha-chavura esudasam aval b'letze izman alayu dahani goin shenishtarfu elu imohem l'zimun shenitz the elu imohem l'zimun. Oh no, maybe I made a mistake. What I said, maybe it was not right. K'ramin l'el k'arin loy u'mizam no'lov. Ubaruch ha'chavuro, no, I was still right. The elu lohayu sham, they were not there. Ela kedei nevarich, no, ubaruchu. The achshav him bom levarich loy mezamne. The parach nayu chayv azimun v'sul loy chadulai. Okay, I didn't say it 100. I said partially correct. And that is the answer to the Zimun, it says. They answered. It says they answered to the Zimun, even though they did not yet bench. There was
even
four.
Though,
yeah. It was 4-4-4. And in each one of these fellows did not bench.
Wait, so how many chaburas? Four?
Three chaburas.
Three, four. Each one had four. Each chabur four.
Four. 12,
okay.
And in this chabura, three benched. And number four did not bench. He's not ready to bench. He's busy.
The fourth chabur did not bench.
No. Each chabur benched. But number four from each chabura did not bench.
Okay.
But he answered. He did answer. And then he came into the middle. That's what it's over here. Vaitom.
A bed.
Half the bed was stolen or lost. Okay, the bed was deep. The beds were made of poles. You can take it apart. A rope bed. A bed that was and what's a shayla? A bed is tame. The bed is tame. And the rule is that then in order for something for the tumah to depart, if you break something, then the tumah departs. You have a utensil. How do you retire your utensil? You put it in the mikvah. Or if it breaks. If it's no longer functional, then the tumah departs. So if you have a bed and the bed is made from parts and you take it apart, does the tumah remain? Yes, it does. Even though I took it apart, because that's the derech is, you take it apart, uh-huh. Put it back together.
Uh-huh.
But let's say half the bed is stolen. There are four poles on this, four legs, and a ganav comes and steals two of the legs. So the other two legs are not functional anymore. So now, if it was until now tameh, it's tahar. Because one is no longer functional, tumah departs. Or let's say two legs get lost. Okay, they're gone. I haven't seen them in years. They walked away, the two legs. So now you have two legs, so the tumah departs. So mitah shenigniv chetzia, oisha of the chetzia, oisha chalkua achen. Let's say they're brothers, and they dwar Yerusha, and they say, you know what? Let's split the bed. I'll take two legs. You take two legs. I guess they'll use the wood for other purposes. They'll use the wood for other purposes. Oy shutafin. So what is halacha tahira? So if the bed was...
One second, oy shutafin meaning...
Partners, they split.
Okay.
They own it jointly, they split. They split the assets.
Okay.
And each one takes two legs. Mm-hmm. So now if the bed was tummy until this point in time, the bed now is tahar.
Why?
Because it's not fungus. As we just said, because it's not... It's,
they physically disassembled it?
It was physically disassembled. But even so, that's the derech. You have a bed, you fold it, you take it apart. You have a rope bed. There are four legs.
Yeah.
And when you travel, you take it apart. You take it apart and you put it into a box. And when you come to your new destination, you take it, you go and you put it back together. So if you have a bed that's tameh, and you take it apart,
yeah,
it remains tameh.
Yeah.
As long as you have all of the parts.
Yes.
But if half the parts are gone forever, if two legs are stolen or lost, or two brothers divided, or two partners divided, and all you have left in your possession is half of the bed, then the bed is tahar. Because something is not functional anymore, the tumah departs. Okay?
We reassemble it.
It's tall. There isn't to reassemble.
No,
it's half gone.
But
let's say, Hechziru, the new case. But let's say a miracle happens. They find the ganef. They find the ganef. Or they find the brothers make peace, whatever. They reassemble it. The kabeles to mikana lahaba. Doesn't matter. The old tumah does not come back.
Where does it say that?
The Gemara says this. Hechaziruha. If let's say after you were miyayish,
yeah,
it was stolen.
Yeah, it comes
and now
back,
it comes back. Or you was lost. Or the partners get back together.
Yeah.
The brothers reunite. And they take the four parts of the bed.
Yeah.
And they reassemble it.
Yeah.
It does not matter. There is no tumah.
So what comes after it?
So now if in order for it to become tameh, it needs a new sheretz to be metameh it. Mikabel es tumah only mikanu lehaba.
I got it.
But now mikanu lehaba in lemafrei loy, but not backwards. You don't go retroactively. So alma, what was it? Alma lemafrei loy. Alma, what was it? Kevon the pelgua. Once it's been split, once a bed has been split, parach lo tumah minei. So the Gemara now makes an amazing, amazing, off the charts, over the top analogy that the laws of brachos can be compared to the laws of Tumah V'Tahara. Can you imagine that's Kriyas Yamsuf, to go and compare from one Seder to another Seder? Is a tremendous chiddush. To say the laws of brachos can be analogous to the laws of Tumah, just like when it comes to Tumah, you have an object which has Tumah, once it's split, once you separate it, you break it, the Tumah departs, never to come back. So too, when you have a Zimun, you have a Chavura, and the Chavura splits, once their Koyach, their potency of being required to say Zimun is gone, it can never come back. So too, Alma came on the Pogua Parchula Tumma Mina. Hachinami came on the Azmin Alayu. Since the source, they have over these groups, group 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3 has 4 people, and they bench. And when they bench, but they don't include this person, the person, the number 4 is not benching. In each one of these groups, he's not benching. He's just answering. That's equivalent to splitting. So now once already, then they come together, the 3 people, to finish their meal, and they want to bench. You cannot bring with them anymore.
It's amazing an analogy, because this is like
exactly apples
contrast,
and oranges,
like black and white. Yeah.
Apples and oranges.
Yeah, with this, yeah.
Tumah v'tahara.
Unbelievable. It's
unbelievable.
Like a unbelievable. Yeah.
Hachinami came with the Azim Alayu. Parach Zimun Minayu. Beis Chavurois to groups. Tadal the Rabbis and Yeshamish Benayim. Shamish Nadevlu in the Mishnah. That they cannot see each other. If the distance between the groups is so great, you cannot see each other. They
doesn't the Mishnah say if they could see each other?
Then, right, if they can. But let's say they can't. No good. But let's say there's a shamus, you have a waiter, the waiter is going in between the imams, the hotels, and the hotels in Pesach. It's nice. Today the derech is people want private siddurim. So they set them up in rooms, they have partitions. They put up in the big dining room partitions or different rooms, and they have the same set of waiters running between all the rooms serving them. So Mechayra, Mikra, Adin, they can all bench together. All they can do a big zimun together, all the rooms together.
That's what
they're
saying here?
Yeah. It says, Tana, Im Yesh Shamos, Shamos, Beinayim, Shamos, Mitztarfan.
Through the Shamos, as if they ate.
Even though they can't see each other.
Wow, it's a Gvaldi
Gechidish. Vaita, Im Rachmal Ayayin, Im Rachmal Ayayin, Tana Banan, Tana Banan, Tana Banan, Tana what? You can have a brach al yayin, and what is saying yayin? Only until you until you put the water. First, add the water, then make the brach. In other words, you must make a bar priyag gofner until that is edible, drinkable. If it's not drinkable, then it's a brach about
talma. You need it.
Not right. And then the second opinion says no, you can make it. It's tremendous. The birchas bar priyag gofner is not a din in shesia. It's not a birchas hanenin.
That's
a din. The gefen, it's the fruit of the gefen, bar priya gofen. Then you can add water and drink it.
Well, who said that's the pshat of that amando amr? It's not a birch.
I made it up. It's a birch svar. Let's see the gemara. Tanavon on yayin, actually nasal sechem ayim and rochin alav. You can tanakam as you cannot. Tanakam is that you have to add the water first.
Right.
So he says, okay, you walk brach and you make boire priya.
If you don't have water.
If you don't have water, it's the fruit of the wood of the tree. Now, then, I guess when you eat it, here you, I guess you could eat it. You eat it. You can use it for the tilas yadayim. Hermaisa, if you don't add water, it's not called a liquid and you drink, but you can use it to wash your hands. Next, mishenosan l'sechay mayim mivarchin Allah baruch yagofen ve'enoyelim mimenu yadayim. It says bezoyin. You don't use food to wash your hands. Even if you do not add the water, you can make a barbiya gofen. And no matter what, even if you do not yet add the water, you're not allowed to use this for the tilas yodayim. The Gemara wants to say that bread and yayin are the zelbazach. If you're allowed to use wine for your personal needs to wash your hands, you can use bread for your personal needs. You can use bread as a sponge. Take a challah roll and use it to clean the table. You use it as a sponge to clean the table. Zolbazach. Kiman Rabbi Elazar. Because Elazar wants to say you can use wine to go wash your hands. I'm Rabbi Yezer Rabbi Chanina. No. Moidim Chachamim Rabbi Elazar because Shal Brachash Einu Brachim Elav Achid Elosuch Amayim. Even though the Chum say, that you can make a bracha. You can make a bracha before you hear the water. That's only when you're drinking yayin for fun. You go to Abigail's or reserve cut, and they give you some delicious wine for $100, $139 in tax for a glass of wine in the middle of the Suda. So then you're not allowed to go and make the Borei Pri HaGafen until you first add the water to the wine. But let's say it's Kiddush Lel Shabbos Kodesh, and you're using the Yayin for a Koshel Brocha, then even the Rabbanon agree that you have to first add the water before you make Borei Pri HaGafen. My time, Omer Rosh Hashanah, be'inim mitzvah min ha-muvchar. When you make a Borei Pri HaGafen,
when it says Koshel Brocha, laptop convention, you can mean even for Kiddush also?
Yeah, Vada, it's probably
better. Why is Kiddush called Koshel Brocha?
Because that's the Chazal Masakin. Every time you make a Yayin, Borei Pri HaGafen, Yah, okay. Benching, Kiddush, Havdalah, Dalu Koisais, what else? Brismila, Pidina Ben. What else do we make? Benching, when you bench, you're benching, you make every benching. So we have a Mitzvah for Rabbanon, Rabbanon, Lamai Chazi. The Gemara says, what is the according to Rabbanon, what's the most kasha over here? Rabbanon, Lamai Chazi, what's the most kasha? Rashi says, L'shia devarach delabar b'yach sayayin. According to Rabbanon, let's say it's a Tuesday night, and it's not a koishel brocha, it's a regis. So Rabbanon said that you can make a Borei Pri HaGafen on Yayin, even before you add the water.
Yeah.